Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comment for today, Tuesday, July 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 7¾ cents, November beans down 16¼ cents, and September wheat down 6 cents. Currently, we've got the U.S. dollar making about three-month highs in here. It's up 60 ticks, back over 97 cents. Gold and silver are just a little bit lower. The Dow Jones looks to open steady here. Grains came under pressure last night as the crop ratings were unchanged, with very healthy 76% good to excellent in the corn and 71% good to excellent in the beans. In the corn, they moved 1% out of good into excellent, so the crop actually had a slight improvement out there in general. Illinois and Iowa are no less than 80% good to excellent, so you know, we're really going to have to put extreme heat on this market in the next 10 days. Now, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to see hot temperatures. Iowa is going to be 95, 97, and 95 again on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But it looks like that's the extent of the heat. So I certainly think we can live with that, and there won't be really any real drag on the yield if it's only 3 days. We've had good moisture out here, and I'm pretty sure the corn's in great shape, as evidenced by the crop ratings. Now, things out west are certainly more shaky. South Dakota has got some problems. Nebraska, a little bit of problem. Ohio has been kind of dragging all year. They've been missing a lot of the rains. But for the most part, these crops are in big, great shape, and we expect big yields nationally, unless something really happens in the next 10 days. Now, the between the dollar and the crop ratings, the grains were under pressure here. If people were really, really concerned about this heat lasting more than 3 days and lasting into August, we'd see higher prices out here. But for the time being, we don't see the heat past these 3 days and then fairly normal temperatures out here. Plus, there is some scattered rains around. In my opinion, one general rain of an inch or more in August for the beans is going to pretty much make the crop. We've had these ups and downs, 30-40 up, 30-40 down, 60 up, 60 down. Every one of these violent moves in this market saps some of the bullish energy out of this market, and it makes it harder and harder to maintain good rallies out here. The funds are still long 150,000 contracts, which I think ultimately is a problem. If they don't get the heat in August, selling those beans out could push us down to 920 without any trouble at all. So I encourage you to take advantage of some of these moves, get some protection. Sell some grain. If you sell it and want to reown it with call options, there's nothing wrong with that. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.